Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, today, Dave and Bethley continue their series on raising boys to be men and girls to be ladies. So let those miles fade away between you and the Youngs as they share their hearts and experiences with you, wherever you might be in the world.
Good.
So it's true.
I just love how that I can go on and on and on in like two sentences. You can sum it all up and it's so good.
That's why we work so well together. You give the details, and I give the headline.
There we go. Yes.
So men should be emasculated. That's one of the cultural things that's being said in our generation, or being,
true.
You know, it's being worked in our generation. We have to be aware of that. And culturally speaking, it's also assumed that women should be empowered. And this has led to an entitlement mentality, hasn't it, among the females in this generation?
Yes. And I would not even say just from females to males, how that women try to have this entitlement, this empowerment over men, how that I don't need you anymore. I can step on you and get to where I need to go. But even women to women, it is amazing to me how, and I'm just going to use the word hateful, mm-hmm. some women can be to a woman who wants to embrace who God has created her to be.
Sure.
And I was in a store recently, and I was looking in the pharmaceutical area, the health and beauty area, and I was picking up some things for our family, and there was a lady and her daughter standing right in front of the shelf where I needed to be. So I'm just going to stand and wait patiently. Well, she didn't move. And so finally I just said, excuse me, I just need to grab that box right there. And she didn't even look at me. She looked at her daughter and she said, you know what? Nice people just say something. They don't just stand there. And I thought I was being nice. I was being patient. But just her aggression, there's so much aggression in women, and they feel like, well, I'm being empowered, but actually, they're just being entitled.
Right. And the result of it is a lot of anger.
Yes.
And confusion. Mm. And the confusion shows up in so many different ways.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
And in your notes, I was looking through your notes, and you wrote, don't see me as just a body, and yet femininity screams, this is my body.
Right. Feminism would say, don't look at me as a body. Don't just look at me and want to devour me as a body. You need to see me as a brain.
Yes.
You need to see me as a whole person. But then feminism also is screaming about, no, this is my body. I have rights.
Right. And the results are strained, frustrated, and hurt relationships.
Absolutely.
And so one of the things Beth and I want to do in this series is just really challenge us that this is a practical biblical matter. Mm-hmm. And moms and dads, one of the great privileges we have as Christians is to raise our sons.
Right.
And to raise our daughters.
Yes.
And so the first point we wanted to give you was just very simply that biblically speaking, masculinity and femininity are assumed.
Right.
But culturally speaking, there are many assumptions as well.
Right.
And we have to be aware of those and correct them. Now, we have another point, but before we do, let's just pause for a moment and remind our audience of two things. One, our relationship with MyPillow.com.
Oh, yes.
And we're super thankful. It's been a while since we've said anything on the podcast itself, but when you visit MyPillow.com, you can find all kinds of great things there, sheets, towels. Recently, I bought a dog bed there,
mm-hmm.
and our puppy loves the MyPillow dog bed.
Yes,
and that's just
she does.
No doubt about it. And she always runs to it when we put one down, after we wash it and then put it back down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some amazing things there. Bethley loves the house slippers from MyPillow.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you go there and you're getting ready, you know, choose what you're looking for, always add the promo code YOUNG, YOUNG.
Right.
And that actually is a way you can support the Keeping It Young ministry.
And you can find some savings for
and
yourself.
You can. And it's often you'll get us up to 66% off, depending
wow.
on different things. And so that's a great one. And we also want to remind you about thechurchcrew.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just in a church in Virginia, and the assistant pastor was telling me, hey, he said, I heard you mention thechurchcrew.com on your website. And he said, we have been checking that out and piloting it. here at our church. And he said, it actually is an amazing program, and we are all about it.
Wow.
And it's, you know, it's a smaller church as far as you know, less than 200. But the fact of the matter is, there's a church that found a way to put all of their volunteers into a database. It's affordable. It's very user-friendly. And with just a minimal amount of effort can make things very easy. So if you haven't yet checked out the Church Crew, then I want to encourage you to go and visit thechurchcrew.com. And when you do so, let them know that you're thankful for their support of the Keeping It Young podcast.
Yes.
And we'd appreciate that. So let's get back here to our notes. Biblically speaking, masculinity and femininity are assumed. Culturally speaking, there are many assumptions as well. One last thing before we shut down today. Practically speaking, we'll just say to you, keep the training simple and true to life. Now just be practical about it.
Right.
And one of the things, we'll probably run out of time before we can finish this one maybe, but one of the things I just absolutely love in the Bible is that Deuteronomy 6 teaches us that the way we teach our children God's word, maybe I can even say it like this, the way we teach our children the truths of God's word is twofold. Number one, we have to know them. Because he says, the words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart.
Right.
You have to know the commandments and the teachings of God. So once I know them, then he says, and we are to teach them diligently to our children. And then he tells us how to do it, or more so when to do it.
Right.
And he says, you do it when you are sitting in your house, when you're going to bed, when you're getting out of bed, and when you're walking through life. That's Deuteronomy 6. If you're listening, you'd like to look up that reference. It is a tremendous challenge that we don't have to make this a difficult matter. It's not like you have to sit down and come up with, you know, 25 truths I'm going to teach my son. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Some people are more detail-oriented than others.
Right.
And we have friends that would actually do that. They'll sit down and list the, you know, the 30 things my son has to know or my daughter's going to learn.
Right.
And I'm not opposed to any of that. But basically what Moses said to the nation of Israel is, the way we teach our sons to become men and our girls to become ladies, the way we do this is we make it a normal, simple part of life. As we know and we understand, as we recognize, then as our kids are going to bed, we talk.
Right.
And as they're getting out of bed, we talk. And as we're walking through life in real life, normal situations, we're training, we're training, we're training. And I would, you know, look back at it. I think both of our parents didn't even necessarily, I mean, I guess maybe your parents more than mine. I know that your dad, being a pastor, was very biblical, biblically oriented, and probably did a lot more things on specific purpose as far as, you know, the Bible says this, so I've got to teach my kids this. Maybe my parents were just a little bit more on the practical side of it. This is life. This is what our kids need to know. And so they were always teaching and training. But both of our parents did a really good job there. Don't you think so?
I think both of them did. They may not have known or thought that they were walking through Deuteronomy 6 when they were training us, but that's how they would do it. I know, looking back at my life, there were many times around the table or in the car, we would just be talking about something, and one of my parents would say, well, you know, the Bible says, and they would just give us a verse, and it wasn't as if we were having, you know, oh, a come to Jesus meeting. You know, they weren't beating us over the head. It was just a short time of instruction, and we could go from there, but it did stick in our hearts.
Right. And sometimes it wasn't even an on-purpose instruction as much as it was a just normal life discussion.
Right. You're just talking.
And both are valid. There are times when we as parents have to specifically instruct.
Yes.
In our hearts, we know, boy, we need to talk about this, and so we make that conversation happen. And isn't it interesting that what the Bible says is that we teach and train by teaching diligently, and talking. We teach, we train by talking.
Yes.
And isn't it interesting that the culture we live in undermines talking in the family?
They do.
You know, today, all of our kids, you know, I know I've said this before, you've been probably on the podcast, but in flying, when I first began my ministry and I would get on a plane to fly, you would have huge conversations with people. There were many opportunities to discuss politics, religion, Christianity, the Bible, and just family stuff.
Right.
And you might be getting off an airplane having met a perfect stranger, you know, 2 hours ago, and you know them by first name, and you departed with a, you know, a de-greeting,
right.
Or maybe you had even introduced them to Christianity. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that now it is almost impossible to find a person on an airplane who is willing to talk, because now everybody is locked into their own little world of
right.
headphones.
Yes.
And
screens.
You know, mm-hmm. I sat down recently in a plane, and the guy beside me never even acted like he knew I was there, because he was watching a movie.
Right.
And he watched the movie from the moment when I was there, he was already watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And he never took his headphones off. He never spoke to anyone and never responded when I said hi to him, because he did not hear me. He was engrossed in his movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so the culture we live in, moms and dads, are even the culture is working against us in this regard.
True.
So what Moses said is a very practical way. You may think, you know, I don't know if I can do this, Dave. This sounds so good. You know, you're supposed to train your kids. I don't know that I know how. I don't know that I understand all the things. Maybe you would think like this. I don't know that I understand all the issues you're bringing up.
Mm.
Well, here's the whole point. You don't have to be an expert.
No.
But you do have to talk and talk and talk.
Right.
And talk. And in our culture, there are times when you have to also study.
Mm.
Where your kids are going to be exposed to things like, you know, how could you answer? What would you say to your child if she all of a sudden says to you, my best friend has decided to become a man? What would you say to your son if he says, my best friend has decided to become a girl? And we say, well, we're in the church. That won't happen. I'm telling you that our children see these things regularly. And if they don't experience them themselves, they will know somebody, chances are, who they are experiencing that. So, mom, dads, we've got to get really good at teaching our children to become, our boys to become men, and our girls to become ladies.
Well, I hope you've been encouraged by the continuation of Raising Boys to Be Men and Girls to Be Ladies. Join us tomorrow for another session with Dave Young and his daughter, Abby Adams. I know it'll be a blessing to you. This is Michael Barnett. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.